Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're talking about mock drafts. A lot of mock drafts had Paolo Banchero going third to the Houston Rockets last season. We were excited about that, but we were also okay with Jabari. Mm-hmm. I think neither of us really wanted Chet Holmgren, and yeah. I think we were.
But we love Wembanyama.
We love Wembanyama.
We love Wembanyama, but Chet, ugh.
Yeah. Well, but Wembanyama has more.
Chet could get hurt. Wemby's the guy.
No.
I need somebody taller and skinnier.
No.
Pray for Vic.
But Wembanyama has more skills than Chet does.
Chet's pretty skilled, but yeah, Victor has
legendary skills. Well, here's Paolo Banchero talking about what he thought was going to happen last draft.
Even when I woke up on draft day, like I was 90% sure. I knew where I was going. I thought I was, you know, probably going to go third. And I was cool with it. I was happy. I got to the arena. They got TVs back there. This is like probably 30, 40 minutes before the draft start. And I could see me on there and it says like Paolo Banchero now in the running to go number one. Mm-hmm. And they got the subtitles on there. So I'm reading what Woj is saying. My dad checked his phone and he see a tweet that Woj put out like Paolo, like now he's in the, like it's a possibility. So then I just got all the way nervous. Like, I was cool, calm, and collected the whole day. Thought I was going third. I'm good. And that came in. I saw that, and I started tripping, like sweating. The next 30 minutes, man, I'm sitting at the table just like, I can't sit straight. As soon as I heard my name, like I seen my whole life just flash before my eyes. Like,
yeah.
I remember I started crying. And I never in my life cried, like
that's
tears of joy.
Emotion. Yeah,
but, no, it was the best moment of my life, for sure.
Yeah, whatever.
What's that for?
Can you imagine this team with Paolo right now?
Be pretty tight.
You know, I'm getting a lot of hatred for the Jaylen Brown story that I told. And all I said was that
We're getting a lot of attention.
Maybe a lot of attention people. About that and about the coaches that I said, for those of you who didn't hear, you know, that the Rockets would try to go after Jaylen Brown. I can't see why they wouldn't try to go after Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown, you know, has a chance for a max deal if he's on the All-NBA team. He's got 1 year left on the deal. But Jaylen Brown may not want to sign with the Celtics with the stuff that he's saying. You know, Jaylen Brown, yeah, it would be crazy for an NBA player to try to force their way out of a place they don't want to be. That's crazy talk. I don't know how that could possibly work. Okay, he's got 1 year left on his deal. Next year, but that's never happened where an NBA player would work his way out of a place that he didn't want to be. And from what the stuff that Jaylen Brown is saying, Jaylen Brown does not want to be there. That the Rockets would be interested in Jaylen Brown is like gaining story all over the place. It would be stupid for them not to want to go after Jaylen Brown. And then we heard yesterday on our little that's so stupid. What could the Rockets possibly give up that the Celtics would want from a 14-win team? Well, have you ever heard of a three-team deal? Have you ever heard of a – has there ever been a three-team deal?
Number one, they would take Şengün in a heartbeat.
Yes. Listen, there aren't many teams that wouldn't take Şengün
right now.
There aren't many teams that wouldn't take Shingo.
Jalen
Green
gets all the
love. But I'm not saying that the Rockets are going to get. Everybody's mistaking what I said.
You're an insider.
That the Rockets would get Jalen Brown.
Did you see how SportsMap put the video out? Insider says,
"Oh,
it's you."
I'm not an insider.
You are now.
That the Rockets would go for Jalen Brown. I'm not saying they're going to get Jalen Brown. I'm saying that they will. I think that would be stupid if they didn't try to get Jalen.
So you're telling me that people didn't actually watch the video. They just read the headlines and they just roll.
So
man, that happens all the time.
That plus, you know, the coaching search that's going to go on. These are coaches that I think are, first of all, they're no-brainers. Maybe Kenny Atkinson, I put him out there. That wouldn't be somebody that everybody would have known about. But, you know, Frank Vogel and Ime Udoka, I just think that Tillman would not be afraid to pull the trigger on Udoka. I don't know anything. I just think that Tillman would be the kind of guy that would go, you know what? I'll do my due diligence on it. And if I feel like that guy's going to be our best coach, I'm going to take that guy.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think he'll do that. But Kenny Atkinson has a background with Houston. Kenny Atkinson, actually, I'm trying to remember what the angle is. I know Dennis Lindsay helped bring him in. The Rockets have had him for a while. He's really talented. Do you know who Victor Wembanyama's agent is? This shouldn't surprise you.
Victor Wembanyama.
He's the same agent for who?
I don't know. Who's his agent?
Think of it internationally. It's Rudy Gobert's.
Okay.
So Rudy Gobert's. So
we got a nice.
I don't know if that has anything to do with anything.
We got a nice deal too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did. I don't know if that has anything to do with anything, but just so you know.
Yeah.
The same agent.
So he's going to Minnesota? Is that what you're saying?
No.
No. Oh.
No.
No.
I don't know what I'm saying.
I don't. That. Listen.
Just that same.
You know what? You know what you're saying? If whoever gets the most pick, whoever gets that number one pick is going to take him.
No,
it doesn't matter who the agent is.
There's not going to be. They're not going to. Nobody's going to be able to create drama about who. No, I don't know. I'm hearing it's Scoot.
There's no drama.
No. There's no chance it's Scoot Henderson.
Okay.
Now there is a chance Scoot becomes a better player. Now, Paul Biancardi didn't think so. When we talked to him yesterday, he seemed pretty convinced, and he's watched the guys. But we're saying what this is what I like to say. I know I've seen some Victor highlights, and I've seen some Scoot highlights, and I can tell you, Scoot could end up being a better player based on some highlights I've seen. But Paul Biancardi, who's actually gone and watched workouts, he says no. But what does Paul Biancardi know?
What does he know? Just because he's watched workouts.
Has he seen any of the YouTube highlights and stuff that Dreamshake sent us?
Right.
No.
Well, listen, I don't care what kind of smoke you create. Victor's going first.
7'4" guy with range.
Period.
He's going one, and he's the odds-on favorite to become a generational talent. Unless he breaks.
Yes, which I'm sorry, but there is that pot.
There's a history of tall, skinny guys breaking. When we come back,
Kim Mulkey, we'll have her. Is this her pregame speech?
This is actually in the locker room. Soon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This week is golf's first major, okay? The Masters. The Masters is going down. And if you want to make the Masters more interesting, how about a little bet on it, okay? It's so much fun betting on golf. You're going to be cheering for your guy. You're going to be throwing things at the TV when he misses a putt or hits it in the water. But you're also going to be like, what? Jumping around the house when he makes that big putt to win you money. So if you're looking for, and there's all kinds of different bets in golf, all kinds. You could bet player versus player. There's all kinds of great bets in golf if you haven't done it before. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. MyBookie, you can bet on the Masters, but you can also bet on Major League, NBA, hockey, soccer. They got blackjack. They got a casino with real dealers. Be the master of your own destiny this week and enjoy golf at a whole new level. When you make your initial deposit at MyBookie, your initial deposit will also be have a nice little bonus on it, a 50% bonus, up to $1,000 that you can bonus out on MyBookie. So BET975 is your promo code. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
ESPN. 97.5.
Time to talk Aqueduct Plumbing. If you're looking for that plumber, I'm telling you, there's only one place to go. Billy is unbelievable. He is so awesome. You might not deal with Billy, but you're going to deal with Billy. You actually will be dealing with Billy because what he does and what his vision for this business, it goes down. I always say it starts at the top right and then filters all the way through the company. And that's what you're going to get. When you get the plumbers, they're representing Billy. They're representing his integrity. They're representing the values that he has in business. They're going to come to your home. They're going to give you that evaluation. They're going to give you a square deal, and they're going to do it absolutely free. They're not going to charge you just for showing up.
No, they don't do that. A lot of people, they hit you with the charge for showing up, and then they tell you they're going to, well, if you hire us to do it, we're not going to charge you for we're gonna take your fee that you paid us, and we're going to apply it to the work. Well, then they've got you leveraged. That's not what Aqueduct Plumbing Company does. They understand that, look, we're going to be able to get your business just because we're really good at what we do, and we're honest, and we're transparent, and we are priced very, very fairly, and that's who they are. That's why John and I speak for them. If you want a career in plumbing, there's a website there. You can look into that. You can see all their different reviews. You can look at the services they offer, but they'll get out there when they tell you they're going to be out there. They are going to get the work done efficiently, quickly, at a very fair price, and they don't look to charge you for anything that you don't need fixed. That's never the way Billy Brown's going to do business, ever. 281-488-6238. That's 281-488-6238, or Aqueduct Plumbing Company.
.com.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Okay, fair question from... on the surface, it sounds like kind of a racially insensitive question, but I think it's a fair question by Childish Altuve. Would you draft a guy named Chet that goes to Supercuts, or a guy named Victor that has the barber come to find him, come to him?
I mean,
I don't like the way you position it, but it's also fair. Chet from Supercuts, Victor where the barber flies to him to edge him up a little bit. Yeah, I'm probably going Victor.
Yeah. I mean,
now if I'm trying to win a
Final
Four,
you listen to Childish Altuve. You listen every day to guy. I go to TGF. Okay, that's where I get my hair cut. Mm-hmm. Where do you get yours cut?
Do you go
to the barbershop?
My girl named Elise.
Where my
she's mine a black
is
barber.
Vissal.
It's a mine, black barber, Elise.
She is.
She's over. She's got her own place. The Phoenix.
Mine is Cambodian. Okay, so I'm inclusive.
Okay.
All right.
I am too.
Yeah.
I am too. Elise cuts my hair and all my kids' hair. So we go over and make appointments with her. She gets the sandwich.
Is it really a black barbershop if it's a woman?
Wow.
No.
See
but,
what I'm doing to you right
no,
now?
No, but every.
I'm going full Angel Reese on John. I just did this and I'm pointing to my finger. I'm sorry. Did you just. Oh, no, he didn't. Did you just say that?
Well, here's the deal.
Should we call Elise right now on the phone? I could put her on speaker, say, I'm sorry.
Well, no, every black barbershop that I've seen, it's male barbers.
Well, this isn't a black barbershop.
You're not going to a black. That's exactly my point.
I'm going to an individual woman
right.
who has her own place.
Right, that's what I said. You're not going to a black barbershop.
Is she black?
Yeah. Okay. RJ, come on.
You're saying you want me to go somewhere where the guys are kicking it. You're not going there.
That's exactly right.
You're not going there. You're going to TGF. If I go somewhere, I'm going to my man Jay Diaz.
All right. I'm going to go.
Jay Diaz, the barber who cuts up all the athletes in the city.
Me and Art are going to go to a black barber shop. He'll get me in. Art will vouch for me.
Art's not.
Art will vouch for me.
Art's Hispanic.
So we can discuss, is it LeBron or is it Jordan?
Isn't Art Hispanic?
That's not a lie. I go to TGF, Art. I do not go to Neiman Marcus for my haircut. Okay.
They don't cut hair at Neiman Marcus, do they?
I don't think they do. I don't know.
Do they cut hair at Neiman Marcus?
I don't know that.
Here he is right here. I just mentioned his name because they're always listening. JD is the barber on Instagram. That's where I'm going. Oh. When I finally go where I want to just take it off, when I want to go down.
Well, see, that place is a lot nicer than where I go.
Oh, that's my man's. He's who's he cutting there? Kenya Martin Jr.
Oh.
All the top athletes. He had Jairus Walker in the other day.
Oh, yeah. See, you go to a fancy schmancy. I go to
I don't go
Vissal
here.
At TGF. I'm not bougie like you, okay?
I have at least cut my hair.
My you're
haircut,
bougie.
I do not get a bougie haircut.
You're bougie. You go where all the athletes go.
No,
and
I don't,
spend $180 on a haircut.
I don't go here.
Okay.
I'm going to go here eventually, but I go to Elise.
Eventually when you get that
my girl
when
Elise.
You make bank?
Yeah, it's not cheap.
It's not
and my cheap. My hair doesn't require an expensive haircut. Like a black guy who's got hair to work with and you want to get some things going. You know,
pro
I mean,
athlete.
younger me, I was much more vain about it. I wanted my hair to be, and I had a girl that, my man is, yeah, he's a little more expensive.
Yeah.
He's
yeah,
a little more expensive.
Of course he is.
And he travels. Athletes fly him in to go cut their hair on the road at All-Star Game. He went to All-Star Game this year. Super
well,
Bowl.
Well, he should.
Yeah. He's right here in Houston. He listens to the show.
Chet Holmgren would go to Vissal at TGF, and I'm fine with that.
His name is Julian Diaz. It's called Empire Barber Studio. But I just shout out Julian. Now, see, he makes house calls for $150.
That's nice. $150, he should be more than that.
Well,
I mean, if you're
probably
he's going to come to you.
His haircut's $60. My haircut's getting cut way less than that.
No. Mine's on Tuesdays. Mine's $12.
On Tuesdays. See, do you go on Tuesdays?
Yeah, I go on Tuesdays. Of course I go on Tuesdays. Why should I pay 18 when I could pay 12?
That's
okay.
A good point, but you are a man of the people.
That's what I do. So what is this, Kim? I want to hear Kim Mulkey.
Okay. So Kim Mulkey, it's just a snippet, but Kim Mulkey was, and we talked about this, you know, one of the reasons I think Iowa, or rather LSU, was so fired up about, a lot has been made about Caitlin Clark, and we know that she had consecutive 40-plus point games. One of them was a triple-double going into that game, and all the attention was on her. We know that they thought it was – some of the players thought it was disrespectful when she backed off of the shooter from South Carolina who couldn't shoot.
And then
she backed off, and she said, go ahead, shoot. Yeah, whatever. And so LSU felt it was disrespectful. And Kim Mulkey addressed her team. We talked about this, the fact that – Kim Mulkey, probably, she's a veteran, wanted to get her team fired up and get a chip on their shoulder. And we've got some audio. Here's what Kim Mulkey had to say to Angel Reese and the LSU Tigers to get them fired up about Caitlin Clark.
That's not how she can do it in our family. She's act like she's the queen and we're the sorry people.
And that was Kim Mulkey, you know, saying
LSU is the sorry people. She's the queen.
Caitlin Clark thinks she's the queen, and we're the sorry people. And you can hear the accent. That's clearly Kim Mulkey.
Now, Kim Mulkey will also kick you to the curb. Here's Kim Mulkey at a basketball game. Her son Donovan was playing.
Bet she gets after it.
Oh,
the stands.
Okay. Here is Kim Mulkey and her son Donovan playing in a basketball game. He missed the shot. He stole it, right? And then he missed the shot.
That's not Kim Mulkey.
Kim Mulkey. Yeah, that's my boy. That's my son. You're not my child.
You're not my child.
Donovan, you're not my child.
Donovan, you're not my child. Okay, is this Kim Mulkey when she was driving a bus?
Oh no.
Wait a minute. Here's Kim Mulkey.
To the bus driver?
Yeah, she's a bus driver. Oh, the computer crashed. We had Kim Mulkey.
There's not a technical. I refuse to believe there's a technical difficulty on the show.
Listen, there's a lot. There's. You want to talk about some tough coaching. If you think these kids are soft today, you know, who were the tough? Bobby Knight was so hard on people. Pat Summitt was hard on her women.
She only won 8 titles.
She had that mean face.
We had Pat Summitt on one time, and I thought it was like Pat Summitt 100% could have coached in the NBA.
Yes.
I honestly don't.
No. You're going to listen. When Pat Summitt tells you something, you're going to listen. Because she got that mean face. Like, my mom Oh my gosh, she reminded me a lot of my mom. She would not have in any of it. Okay,
Pat Summitt's resting face was intensity.
Right.
She had a resting intensity.
Kim Mulkey is a lot like that now.
Yes.
She's got a lot of those same qualities of Bobby Knight and Pat Summitt. Uh-huh. And she, when she was driving a bus, listen, this is Kim Mulkey as when she was driving a bus before she became a big time head coach.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
My foot's gonna be so far off your mouth, it's gonna dangle out your nose. I'm done with you. That phone in your bag. Now you give it to me.
All right, fine.
I'm done.
Going in.
Dang it, I can smell it.
I didn't spray anything.
I'm allergic to this.
Open my bag. I didn't spray anything. It's right, it's like it's right in the big. It's right in the big backpack.
Oh, wow. You like to start too, Maya. You're no innocent. You're no innocent angel here. I'm done with this. Done. I've had my fill. I'm done with it. I'm ready to walk off this bus right now and let you people walk the home. How much more do you think anybody can freaking take? Shut your mouth. I don't want to hear another word out of your mouth.
Okay.
Are these middle school kids? Okay.
Excuse me! What did I just tell you?
Man.
You think it's funny?
Let it keep going.
You're all... No, you didn't. You're so full of Jackson. You're as bad as he is. Done! Done! Not another word out of any of you.
Kim Mulkey's a tough bus driver.
I swear on everything, that sounded like my house. Put your phone in the bag, Mason.
Okay.
You think you're some angel, Marty. You're not some angel. Only said Maya. I recognize some of that. I am done. Done. You can walk the home. I'm like, oh my God. My wife's driving a bus, too, and she's holding out this money on me. Why is my wife, you know what I take from that whole audio? Like, why is my wife not kicking this money in? I didn't know she was driving a bus. I thought my daughter was being homeschooled. In the meantime, she's driving a bus, and she's not kicking any money into the game.
Wow.
Drive me smooth, motherfucker.
Whoa. Yeah.
I want to see her drive him. Her drive him. That's what I want to see. I will drive you smooth, you stupid piece of... My foot's going to be so far up your country and western ass, you're going to be smelling for days.
Oh, my God.
You drive
that
so
bus
bumpy,
driver.
And you leave my bus and drive, and you go get a hamburger, you fat piece sack of turds. And let me tell you something. I want to say Clint Black. Clint. My apologies, Mr. Black. I know you would never say that.
Wow.
Mr. Walker.
Clay Walker.
Mr. Walker, yeah.
All right, 713-780-3776, the number. I hate to do this because Keith Tate can't be a nicer guy for him to be following this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm done.
I'm done.
Do you know how many times I've heard that in my house?
No.
I'm done.
Yeah. No,
I am done with this.
Yeah. I didn't know your wife drove a bus.
Yeah, I didn't know she drove a bus either.
I tell you this. My kids benefited from Keith Tate. They benefited from Pro Dunk. My kids.
Yeah, don't tell her I said that.
I will say my son.
Don't tell my wife I made that joke.
No, I won't.
Nikki Guerra, if you're listening, don't
tell
even
say
that. Don't rat on me. You don't. No.
I'm,
no
I'm,
snitching.
I'm ratting on everybody that doesn't have a Pro Dunk in their yard. I'm ratting on you. I'm telling you right now. If you bought a crappy box store goal, you put the sand in the bottom of the base so that you keep, are you kidding me, wobbling all over the place. You know what a Pro Dunk a goal doesn't do, wobble. I mean, you can hang on it. The kids can hang on it all day. It ain't wobbling back and forth, trust me. If you're looking for the best way to get the kids in that goal right now, you got one place to go, and that's ProDunk.com. The best goal. When you see there, when you go to the website, you're going to see all the kids dunking on it because you can raise and lower it. Dad, they want the goal that you can raise and lower. You could put it on the garage. You could put it on the roof. You can get the permanent one that's 10 feet. But don't. Get the one that you can raise and lower and let the kids enjoy it. They will love it. Dad, get the best goal in the market. ProDunk.com, ProDunk.com.
ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We really haven't touched too much on the game last night, the big game last night. And by the way, Jim Nance made his last call. Let's hear from Jim Nance as he signs off from the NCAA tournament. I mean, he is going to be sorely missed as the voice of college basketball. Been doing it so long. It's synonymous with it. Okay, I'll ask this question after. There's Jim Nance signing off from his NCAA.
One thing I learned through all of this is everybody has a dream and everybody has a story to tell. Just try to find that story. Be kind.
You told it better than most, let me tell you.
Can I tell you one other thing? I mean this, not to try to play off level, friends, but to you, everybody in the college game, my CBS family, my family, all the viewers, thank you for being my friend.
That was a good sign off. Because, hello, friends.
I told you, he's the first guy I had, Barry Warner, when I used to answer phones for Barry Warner at KSEV 700. I was working at Papado, and I would go over there on Tuesdays in my waiter uniform and go answer phone calls for Barry Warner. And Barry would have me call and try to book guests for him. He'd give me phone numbers. One of the phone numbers he gave me was Jim Nance. And Nance was, you know, it was like 92. 93 maybe. And Jim Nance was already doing some stuff, but he's still pretty young, but he was already doing some stuff. And I took that phone number and I tried to book him and he didn't call back, but I left a message for him and just actually I did try to book him. Maybe we did get him booked and I called him later and I left a message for Mr. Nance. You know, my dad, Larry, was a football coach when you were there at University of Houston, and you know, I'm trying to get in. I want to get into radio, but blah, blah, blah. Or get into sports. And I just left an answer machine message for him. He called me. It was like a week later. He called me in the morning. I answered the phone, just literally getting out of bed. And it was Jim Nance. And he spent, I don't know, about 20 minutes talking, 15 to 20 minutes talking to me on the phone. He didn't know me, but he just, you know, he called. And then he told me what it took. And what Jim Nance did was, there was a time where Jim Nance worked, it was something crazy, like it was 345 days in a year, because he did radio, he did PA announcing for University of Houston basketball, he did some TV, like he had so many jobs, and his whole thing was just, you got to be willing to work, and it can't be about money. Like, to get started in the business, you have to be willing to work, and work wherever you can, whenever you can, get experience, and but we talked for a while, and he was great. You know, he took that opportunity to do that. And I've never heard a bad thing said about Jim Nance ever.
Ever.
Never heard. I've had heard bad things said about other announcers who people have dealt with. Never Jim Nance ever.
I think of all the announcers that we've had in this world, in our world, in our sports world, Jim Nance is the best ever. I mean, he's done everything, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Jim Nance has done everything, and every single thing he does is the best. Jim Nance is the greatest announcer that we've ever had. you could argue Vin Scully, but Vin Scully did a lot of different stuff too earlier in his career. He just stuck to Dodgers baseball. Vin Scully is awesome, but he's not synonymous with NFL or.
Do you think we're going to keep having that? Probably so. I mean, you know, Vin Scully, obviously. Now, he didn't. Now, some of us play by play, but I know he takes crap right now. But Bob Costas is unique in what he has done over the years and what his position is. He's not held in the same esteem anymore. But Bob Costas and his voice, and he, you know, for a while, Bryant Gumbel was coming up on that when he was young. I remember Bryant Gumbel being a big deal coming up, and then he went into a different direction.
Well, yeah.
He went into news, more studio. Actually.
He did a lot more studio, a lot of studio than play-by-play.
Bob Costas has done both play-by-play and studio. Obviously, Al Michaels is going to be, you know, he's up there with, he's on a different pedestal than Jim. Jim Nance is synonymous with two things, really. The Final Four, I mean, March Madness, and now the Masters. And he's from University of Houston, very Houston proud. It's really cool. Like, it's cool that he, I remember when it was Gary Bender and Billy Packer, when it was Fi Slamma Jamma. And so I had a special place in my heart for hearing their voices. Now, you know, it's been Jim Nance for many, many years. And
no, he's the best. I mean,
so he's just done with March Madness, though, right? Is CBS losing March Madness? Why did he? He's going to keep doing golf, right?
Yeah, he's still doing it. Yeah,
so,
he's
so
just
why
losing.
Are they? Is CBS losing March Madness?
Is that the case? I don't know. Is CBS? I don't
like,
know.
Like, why is he?
I don't know. Maybe he just said that's
maybe
enough.
It's really tough because it's around Masters time too, and
well,
travel
it's always
gets
right
tight.
There. Yeah.
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 And you can't just quit Final Four.
And, you know, he's not quitting NFL. How about a little break? You know, yeah. I mean, right out of the football season, he goes into college basketball.
Who was going to take over his place?
Because he's got golf right away, and then and
who
Masters,
would you like for him to
and,
take
and
over
college
his place?
Basketball and Masters.
Gus Johnson?
No, I'm not a big Kevin Harlan fan. I am not.
I like Gus Johnson.
You like Gus?
I know Gus gets hyped for everything, but that's not bad for the Final Four.
No.
That's not bad for March Madness. I think Gus does March Madness games, doesn't he? Or has he in the past? Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, absolutely Gus has. I'm sure they'll come up with somebody, but I'm just not a big Kevin Harlan fan. He just talks too much.
What about Buck and Aikman?
Buck and like Aikman on college basketball?
Yeah.
That'd be different.
Okay.
That'd be something that you'd look into, but I don't know how it'd work.
How about you?
Well, I think that...
Might I suggest Branham and Killer Bees? Branham and Blank.
Jeremy's really good at college basketball.
Yeah, he's a good play-by-play guy. Joel Blank knows basketball. How about Killer Bees take over
for Jim
March
Nance?
Madness?
Yeah, they could do that. Absolutely, they could do that. I wouldn't mind it, but I'd have to see it. But then I'd have a lot of conflicts with this show. And last time Jeremy was out, I heard Joe... moaning about Jeremy missing all these shows, and you would too if I was gone all this time. You'd have to deal with Dell, you know, that much. I don't know if the fan.
Well, I had Matt Thomas when he'd go on the road. He just would bring his Comrex and do the show in the morning.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that, though. Games. I would sleep in.
I got you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. So that, you know what? Well, he is going to be missed. I think Jim Nance is the best ever. That's just my opinion. It's an opinion. Obviously.
Right. How about this? And I would, and this selfishly, I don't want this to happen, but what if we did Todd Callis and Blummer and then sideline reporter? And I think Tracy Wilson's done an amazing job, but Julia Morales, it's a team. What about those three?
Those three would be great. I think they'd be great at it.
You can do launch angles on threes. You can still bring all the data points.
Right.
You know.
And Julia can interview the
on
coaches.
On the sideline, can interview the coaches. Yeah.
I think they'd enjoy that.
Blummer, Callis, and Julia.
Yeah. Coach, what were you doing in that hit and run situation? Or, you know.
Did you see yesterday on the broadcast that Evan Gattis tweeted into the he tweeted into
Julia
the
asked
broadcast
me a question
about
what I was
hitting
thinking.
Decisions. Or
yeah,
something.
About hitting decision. Yeah,
yeah. What's up, RJ?
Well, I guess what's your thoughts for against Ian Eagle?
Ian Eagle's good.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's probably the next up.
Is he?
Ian Eagle's probably best.
He's high.
No, I mean, he's not Jim Nance. You listen.
On Texans. Honestly, I'm kind of Ian Eagled out. I get a lot of Ian Eagle on Texans. If I honestly, subconsciously, Ian Eagle, I associate him with
Texans football.
With bad Texans football, with 4-win Texan football. So I kind of don't want him or Steve Tasker.
Well, Steve Tasker won't be on the NCAA broadcast, I don't
think. I don't want to hear him on Ian Eagle. Anybody who has done broadcast, I don't want to hear Solomon Wilcott's on there because he's been a Texan.
Solomon Wilcott's probably won't do it either. I think we can eliminate him too. So right?
No offense, but I don't want Ryan Hollins on the call.
No. Or
associate him with bad basketball.
Who was the Bills return guy?
Oh, Don Beebe.
Or Steve Tasker, yeah.
So Tasker and Beebe are the two guys.
Yeah.
They feel like the same guy.
Yeah, they are the same
guy. I don't want Tasker, Beebe. I don't want Ian Eagle.
No.
I don't want anybody that's called a Texan game.
Yeah.
You know?
No, yeah.
Sorry.
No, because
all I can think of is David Culley and Mean Bill O'Brien and Lovey. It just feels like I'm losing a lot again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, you want to lose something? How about losing that hair on your back? Shave your back, okay? No, you don't have to shave your back anymore because you can trade the razor for the laser. Now, no girl, honestly, they don't like back hair. If you have ugly back hair, I've got the place for you, okay? 975medspa.com. Okay, Houston Injections. And it's not just about injections. You can get your Botox. You want to get your Botox on, you can get your Botox on. But how about weight loss? How are you doing with your weight loss? Amy has got a great process that is getting unbelievable results. So you can go there and get your... It's a spa. You can bring your girl or your wife. How about having a date night there? How about getting her a gift card from 975medspa.com? It's for guys. It's for... Listen, the ladies have taken advantage of all of these spas. How about you guys? You can too. You want to get your Botox on? You can. You're going to look... Do you want to look younger? Do you want to feel happier? Do you want to boost your confidence? Do you want to be more attractive to whatever sex that you feel you want to be attractive to? Well, you got it right here at 975medspa.com. All you got to do right now is go to 975medspa.com and see all of the different stuff that they offer. It's unbelievable, all the stuff to make you look and feel better. You want that facial to make your skin so much better? You've got that. Guys and women are doing this. All you got to do is go to 975medspa.com. Tell them you heard it right here.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Wheel. Fun. Get low when the whistle goes. Sports. ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys. Time for me to talk to you about my friends over at Texas Custom Patios. And it's Stephen Schell is the owner and created it. I used to play pickup ball against Stephen before when I first met Stephen, I'd seen their work, and I wanted to get a patio. When I met him, I'm like, man, I've seen this guy before. And we used to play pickleball against each other. And I got to know him even better. And this guy is very serious about everything being done to perfection. That's why my wife loved the process of getting the patio built in the first place. He makes sure things are done right. And they went back, and he redid a couple like little things to me, but it was important to him. And it didn't cost me anything. It's part of it comes out of their budget. And that's how they are. Once they quote you a price, that's the final price. Anything that they have to redo or whatever, that's out of their pocket. It's not out of yours. But what they can do is completely redo your outdoor to where you have swimming pools, you have, patios, outdoor kitchen, whatever you're looking for, television, multiple televisions, fire pit, fireplace, really doesn't matter. I just know that Texas Custom Patios does an incredible job. And what you're going to find is that when you go to the website, you're going to see a house that's going to remind you of your own home. So no matter what you're thinking, I promise you, they can turn your backyard into an oasis. They build the best outdoor living spaces and kitchens and swimming pools that you have seen. I promise you that. And you get more than you pay for. TexasCustomPatios.com. That's TexasCustomPatios.com.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. News of the Weird here with you on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Did you see the YouTuber who was playing a prank at the Dulles Town Center, 21-year-old? Well, it was a prank video inside, and he was shot. performing a prank in the video of Instagram. Do you think that you should, in today's world? Apparently, his friend was recording the video when Kali allegedly pulled out his gun and was shot by police at the scene.
I mean, this
is that
just
a funny prank at a mall?
Apparently, no. But no, it's these prank people. It's going to happen more.
Yep.
They all keep trying to go viral because it's so important that you get likes. It's so important to get to go viral.
Yeah.
Yeah, pulling a gun out in public? Is that a smart prank?
At a ball?
Anywhere.
Anywhere, right. No, that's not a... Well, there's all kinds of police right there at the ball.
Yeah.
Pulling out one, desert.
There's people just packing around you, too. Don't worry.
Oh, no. Hey, the Uganda president is calling on Africa to save the world from homosexuality. Do you feel like Africa can save the world from homosexuality or not?
Boy, that's an interesting... haven't we done this one or no?
No, I don't believe
just another
this is
crazy,
another,
just a different
another
one.
President.
Yeah. No, I think they're just going to have to figure some things out.
Apparently, North Carolina senators are promoting eliminating participation trophies for youth sports. Do you feel like it should be a law not to give participation trophies? Or maybe we should just stop doing it?
You know what? It's so funny we talk about this. We all got trophies. We were in Little League.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up in the era of, quote-unquote, participation trophies, and yet we got participation trophies.
Yeah.
And none of us turned out that... My generation doesn't play that. We all got trophies. So I liked it. I had it up there. That was fine.
Yeah.
Now, if you got your ass whooped, there wasn't mercy rules. You just took that smooth ass whooping until the time limit went out.
Yeah.
Luckily, we had time limits.
The average American, a poll says the average American feels insecure 5 times a day. Do you feel insecure 5 times a day?
No. Probably about 3.
3?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I would.
5 seems high.
Five seems a little high. Maybe. I don't know. It just seems like maybe I don't feel like that. I don't know how often I feel insecure. A Maryland man is facing years in prison after calling his ex-girlfriend over 800 times in 2 days. Do you feel like that's harassment or no?
Yeah.
I think 800 times is a bit excessive.
Yeah. You got to go.
The noodle flavor no one asked for? Breakfast flavored ramen.
Saw this the other day.
Do you want to have ramen noodles for breakfast? RJ?
What is breakfast flavored ramen taste like?
That's my question.
Bacon, breakfast sausage? Yeah, hell
and
yeah.
And ramen?
Yeah, why not?
What?
Pancake flavored ramens?
Sounds like you're poor is what it sounds like.
Ramen. When I ate ramen, I was poor.
I was poor when I ate ramen.
I was a poor college
Absolutely.
Kid. And my kids just happen to like ramen, so they eat it right now.
A Los Angeles, California OnlyFans star has revealed she wants to have sex with a fan in every single U.S. state.
50. She wants to have 50, and she doesn't care what they look like.
Doesn't care what they look like. And she is pretty good looking. That's her.
What happened to her with her dad? Why did she have a problem? Like, what are her issues? Why would she want to do this?
Why would she want to? She
well,
wants,
okay. Only
how
fans.
Many people can say she they can, had sex in all 50 states? Maybe she wants to set a Guinness Book of World Records.
That's probably never happened before. Probably. Oh, no. Somebody's probably done it before.
Really? In every state?
I bet a couple has tried to do that
before. I mean,
before.
No one lives in Montana.
There's probably been a couple.
Idaho?
Somebody's
You have to go to Idaho just to have sex.
Somebody has wanted to do that, probably.
Yeah.
Or somebody's wanted to visit every single... And every time they're there, like, well, we're here. We might as well.
Yeah, but someone's visited all 50 states and had sex in it.
Well, in Montana and Wyoming, you know what happens on...
Well, she'll be the only recorded one.
Okay, because I saw what happened in Yellowstone. They did stuff there in Wyoming.
Yeah, I know they did, but they didn't go to Connecticut to do it, too.
No, but in Wyoming, they did.
Well, they're probably the only people in Wyoming doing it.
No.
I'm not sure. I don't know anything about it. All I know is we're done, and Paul Gallant is next. Hope you enjoyed the show. We will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. Right now, I'm talking about 975 Dip. I want you to know that if you're a dipper, if you like tobacco, if you enjoy that sensation between your cheek and gum, if you are somebody that has an addiction okay, to tobacco? How about getting rid of that addiction? How about using Canstead or DoBlend? It is awesome, people. And not only does it get you off, wean you from that tobacco, because there is no tobacco in this. There's no tobacco. It's hemp. It's a hemp pouch made of hemp with hemp inside and CBD oil, which you don't spit that out. You want to swallow that because it does have healing nature processes in it. So if you're looking for a great way to stop dipping, if you're looking for a great way to possibly even feel better, I can't tell you that CBD oil is going to cure your ills, but I can't tell you people rave about what CBD oil does for them. So if you're looking for that instead of the ugly, terrible, ugly dip that you're doing right now, go to 975dip.com, 975dip.com.
Alexis, turn it off.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.